Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. In this month's issue, a miscellany of internet news, practical tips and key commentary from across the web for independent professionals, business owners and home users, with 10 story snippets, including article links for further reading. Plus, Search Engine of the Month, a regular feature since Zen Monthly's first issue in 2001. Vote like Spock. Election Day is almost here in the UK, Thursday, May 7th, in case you've somehow managed to avoid the news. And if you still need help deciding who or what to vote for, there's a politically blind online test site that might just give you the honest answer you need. Vote for Policies is a blind survey facility that lets you compare the policies of the leading political parties without telling you which policy belongs to which party. Mr. Spock would approve. Taking the survey should give you answers about who to vote for that have been arrived at logically based on the content of the policies rather than the personality of the candidates, or their latest spin on issues in the news. VoteForPolicies.org.uk was crowdfunded by supporters via Kickstarter UK. Check out VoteForPolicies.org.uk. Kickstarter Spotlight. Kickstarter has a new project page layout called Spotlight that's intended to provide business startups with a showcase that carries on long after their fundraising has been completed. The new landing pages focus on the results of the funded projects, with content that can be changed by whoever created them, including updates to the company story. Spotlight pages can also be used to direct traffic elsewhere, meaning it should be easy to divert visitors directly to a company's sales site, making the project page a much more useful permanent destination for search engine and backlink traffic. For more information, see venturebeat.com. Beyond 3D printing. 3D printers have been very limited in the materials they can use. Now there's Carvy, a desktop-mounted, rapid-modelling 3D carving device that can sculpt wood, plastic and metal into almost any object you can design. Carvy comes with its own software package, but also works with most existing CAD programs. The machine won't generally be available until next year, but you can see the latest model's progress at Kickstarter.com. Autodesk 3D Toys. Mattel has joined with Autodesk to let youngsters design and 3D print their own toys. Autodesk has agreed to work with the toy manufacturer to create a new immersive experience, bridging the physical and virtual divide with 3D printing. The new partnership will herald the launch of a range of new apps that will let users design and customize their own toys, according to a press release. The news comes 2 months after Mattel, famous for global brands such as Fisher-Price and Matchbox, partnered with Google to reimagine ViewMaster for the digital era. It's clear that Mattel is pushing hard to position itself closer to the forefront of digital innovation. And with Autodesk now on board, a company with determined long-term commitments in 3D printing, it will be in the best possible company. Read more at investors.autodesk.com. Easier access to China supplies. Alibaba is partnering with BigCommerce to introduce more small to medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, to the global market. The Chinese search engine, which provides UK and global access to possibly the world's largest network of suppliers and manufacturers of goods, has joined store-building tool provider BigCommerce to help merchants expand their online businesses. Michael Lee, head of international marketing and business development at Alibaba, explained, "The market has long needed a trusted destination to connect serious buyers and suppliers, In business-to-business, B2B, however, there was nothing suitable. Alibaba has struck a partnership with Australian software company BigCommerce to deliver an app that makes it much easier to buy and sell items online. The app will help BigCommerce customers gain easy access to Chinese suppliers. Alibaba has also closed its first SME financing deal in Europe by partnering with UK e-lenders to provide trade finance when goods are purchased. For more details, see uk.finance.yahoo.com/news. Windows new Spartan browser. Spartan is the working title of the new browser that Microsoft is including in Windows 10 to replace Internet Explorer. Matching its name, Spartan is a stripped-back, much speedier web navigation tool, with none of the coagulating clutter that piled up in IE over the years. The new browser made its debut in one of the most recent versions, build 10049, of Windows 10 Technical Preview, Microsoft's name for advanced copies of its latest Windows operating system, which it makes available for installation as a free-to-download ISO file. Read more at blogs.windows.com/bloggingwindows. Strictly Come Typing. If recent Creative Block admonishments at Futures Computer Arts magazine are to be believed, there are certain typographic mistakes that everyone makes. We are all making errors when we lay out text, claims technology journalist Christopher Finn. Of course, sometimes there can be legitimate technical or creative reasons to make what some might perceive as mistakes quite deliberately. And there could be other things to argue about with Mr. Finn. But for most of us, Creative Block's adequately annotated list of 10 typographic mistakes everyone makes and how to clean up your act will provide some worthy instruction. For more information, see creativeblock.com. Google Cache for Content. Google has moved to dramatically improve its misunderstood relationship with publishers by investing millions to launch the Digital News Initiative, a partnership designed, it says, to support high-quality journalism. Money can't buy you love, it's usually true, but Google is hoping it can mollify Europe's newspaper publishers with promises of more collaboration, as well as some big cash handouts from a €150 million grants fund. Google News has faced criticism from newspaper companies for years over accusations that it robs news sites of traffic and spoils the chances of those that build and run subscription services online. Last year, the search company shut down its site in Spain after a new law requiring it to pay fees for carrying even small snippets of copyright content. Faced with more antitrust action in Europe, Google is offering to pour €150 million directly into the pockets of European newspaper publishers to use on digital projects. The cash is to fund joint work on product development, assistance with digital training for newsrooms, and grants to back digital projects over the next 3 years. Read more at ft.com. iTunes for Journalism. The New York Times is hoping that a little-known Dutch startup called Blendl may hold the key to making money from news online. Along with partner Axel Springer, the American media group has paid almost $4 million to acquire a 23% stake in Blendl, which was founded last year and styles itself as the iTunes for Journalism. First launched in the Netherlands, Blendl now sells individual articles from newspapers and magazines to internet users worldwide through its website and an associated app. On average, an article costs 20 cents. The price per article is set by the publishers and revenues are split 70-30 between them and Blendl. Readers who don't like what they see can ask for a refund. The deal with Blendl comes as publishers become increasingly worried about the growing power of Silicon Valley tech companies hunting for news, including Facebook, which is working to entrench its position as a source of news content. The social network is reportedly considering a scheme that would allow publishers to upload their content directly to its site in exchange for a share of resulting ad revenues. For more details, see mondaynote.com. Facebook video calling. Smartphone users, book your free face-to-face video calls here. Facebook has announced a new iOS and Android update for Messenger that offers the ability to video chat with other users free of charge. The feature is coming to 18 markets worldwide, first including the UK and some other European countries, as well as the USA, with more to come over the next few months. Facebook's mobile Messenger app, which previously allowed users to make voice calls, will now be in direct competition with Skype and Apple's FaceTime. Read more at MediaPost.com. Search Engine of the Month. Google will now let you download and export your entire search history. The search giant already allowed users to view their history, but now they can also download their entire history in a few simple steps. As first noticed by the unofficial Google Operating System blog, googlesystem.blogspot.co.uk, users just need to go to their Google account history, hit the gear icon in the upper right corner, and then download. Once a user opts to collect their history, and after noting a window warning against downloading the archive on a public computer, they will learn when their data will be made available. The next message will display the search history as files that can be downloaded to a desktop. A previous Google service called Takeout lets users move data out of Gmail, Google+, YouTube, and Google Calendar. Read more at VentureBeat.com. Well, that's about all for this month. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.